carryover from yesterday. It's not an issue. I mean, he took every rep in team, so. I'm sorry? It says a bruised hand. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. We're just filling out the reports properly. Okay, we like to hold our money in our pockets, so. Yeah. Yeah, Aaron's foot, he has a foot sprain. So, I mean, there's certain things that bother it, and we're just being smart through Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow's practice is obviously different than the way we practice these last 2 days. So, I mean, it's very similar to where he was last week.
Is this Pelcher's first?
Correct. Went well. I thought he did okay. I haven't seen the film yet, but he looked like he's moving around well out there. I think he's close to ready to go, yes. Well, Clifton didn't do the team. Clifton participated in some of the individual drills. So, yeah, Tosher's taking some reps over there, too. I mean, frankly, just because of our numbers with our practice squad and Jason Spitz not practicing, you know, those guys are taking a lot of reps on the opponent squads too. So there's if you were there at team period, I wouldn't spend any time trying to evaluate the reps. I mean, the way they're being distributed, we're rolling guys in there and we're getting as much quality reps as we can with the groups together. But you know, they're practicing a lot more than they normally do. Same thing I said Monday. We're going to take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, take in all the information. We have a 1 o'clock game management meeting every Friday. We'll talk about it then as a staff with the coordinators and so forth. And I'll probably be ready to give the answer either Saturday or Saturday night. I'd probably tell the players Saturday night. Yeah, I was incorrect yesterday, Tom. I thought he was on the higher side of being ready to go. He came in this morning and he's not ready to go. So I don't know if you want to call it a setback, but I thought he was about ready. His workout last Friday before the Cleveland Brown game was very good. You know, and he felt no pain and we felt like we were out of the woods at that point. But that is not true as of yesterday and today. You know, he's seen a number of doctors, and I think he feels good about the information he's given, and I think it's just a matter of time. It's low back. I mean, there's always some unknown there.